Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. This is the Truth Show. I'm Reverend Mother Annie Chambers, along with my co-host
Ian Schlackens here. How's everyone doing?
And we are going to be telling the truth.
Yes.
Nothing but the truth comes out on this show. You understand that we're streaming now.
Yeah.
But please, you know, you're welcome to, you know, interact with us. And the fact that we're going to be talking some serious stuff today, we're going to start with the president.
Yeah. Well, I want to say it is Wednesday, August 15th.
Uh-huh.
And we haven't done one of these shows in a while, and we're happy to be back doing these shows again.
All right.
So,
yes.
Reverend, go ahead. I know you got an interesting topic you want to start with.
Well, I want to start with the president. And then I'll come to Baltimore City talking about police brutality.
Mm.
And we're going to talk about the housing situation in Baltimore and in the state of Maryland. So we got a very interesting show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's start out with the president. Ian, I want to talk about the president and one of his concubines. You
wow.
know he didn't
wow,
just
Reverend,
you
know,
yeah
oh,
come
man.
On come on let's be true but
man.
I know Omarosa is married.
You were just saying it.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But you put the truth out there. This is the truth show.
You go ahead.
This is the truth. I know you don't see you the good guy.
I heard
you the
her.
Good guy on the other side. But I'm
yeah.
you know I tell the truth.
I heard her. They even had her on C-SPAN.
Yeah. Or they had her on a lot of stuff.
I mean, you know.
Girlfriend spilling the beans.
Yeah.
Telling it all. That's a tell-all book that old Omarosa got. I may buy a copy. See, she going to make some she gonna make some money off of me. Because I may buy a copy. Just agree. But, now, seriously, you know, I have... respect for Michelle Obama. But Omarosa didn't go high when Trump got low with her. Omarosa said, I'll show you how low I can go. And she put the truth. She started telling it all. And then when he wanted to say she was lying, she said, listen to this. She got a tape. I'm going to get me one of them pins. Because you can pick up. You know, Omarosa, you gave me a good idea. I'm going to get, watch and see, don't them pins get popular now.
Mm-hmm.
When you can go.
Oh, is that how she did it? She had a pen recorder?
She had a pen.
Wow.
A pen recorder. And she recorded him.
Wow.
She recorded all the stuff that went on when they fired her. You know, they couldn't say. I didn't say this because, Omarosa got it on tape. Girlfriend, one day you can say what you want about the woman. She may be a snick, but she just a snick. She can get down with the best of the best. Old Donald Trump met somebody that's just as low as him and lower. She will go. She'll show him. Let me show you, Donald, how low I can go. She... putting all of the business out there. She gonna, Omarosa said she gonna tell everything she know. She ain't keeping nothing back now. Mm. He done call her low life and sneak. She may be low life and she may be sneaking, but she got old Donald's number.
Called her a dog too.
Call her a dog. He may call her some more stuff for us all. He done use the N word. He may use the B word. I know we recording this, so I ain't going to say it. I don't want y'all to say that Reverend said the B word on the air.
Mm-mm.
But he probably going to call, he probably done called her that too.
Oh, I'm sure.
You
know? At least of the things he
you know?
Her.
But we, people are saying, well, what do you think about it? Let's be true. For Omarosa was struggling, trying to make, a living. Trying to get herself pooched up since everybody want to say them other women that gave up something so they come up. But it was my career. Mm. Well, that's Omarosa's career. She trying to get her career.
No, she actually said on one of the interviews she did on Sunday that she considers herself an author. And she's written two or three other books about herself. And you know they're not going to sell as well as this book's going to sell.
Oh, no. I'd have never brought anything with her name on it.
And I think she actually said that some of the stuff that she's talking about now is not in the book. But I think it's still going to sell.
Yes, it's going to sell because it may not be in the book. Mm-hmm. But, this book going to sell.
Yeah.
She may wanted to be an author, but come on, she played Donald Trump like a fiddler.
Yeah.
Like a full-strength fiddler.
Yeah.
When he thought he had him a good old girl that he could work with. You know, he figured, I done got this old big girl I can deal with.
You know, the saddest thing about this is that she said that she stayed so long working with Trump in the White House because they didn't have any other African-American people advising Donald Trump. So she said she felt like she was the only one, but she's going to try to stick it out.
Oh, you know I'm a Rosa line.
But the reason I'm bringing this up is because, I don't even understand what she's talking about, though, because she's admitting that Trump blatantly isn't hiring any black people to represent the African-American community. And so she thought she's going to hold it down by herself? I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Makes sense to me.
You look around and all your colleagues are white. You might want to ask some questions.
But a trick is a trick. You don't ask when the money is there. You don't say, well, what color you is, trick? Donald Trump was her trick. Okay? You know, Robin going to be upfront with it.
You call her a trick?
That's what I said.
Oh, my God.
A trick is a trick.
This is the first episode we've done in months. And this is how you're going to start.
Please, somebody.
Oh, God.
Please, somebody.
Oh, God.
If you think that I'm insulting her, because I ain't going to change. I'm going to tell you. I ain't gonna change my thought, but, you know, I'm willing to listen to somebody else, because that's what I do. But a trick is a trick. Mm. And when you're in the business, you do not look at the color. The color is green. Mm. And that's why Omarosa stayed in the White House, as long as they let us stay there. But you know, there's racism and are everywhere. And when they felt that she was getting too close to laying down with the king, when she was getting too close to laying down, when she laid down beside the king, all right, then they said she got to go. We got to get rid of this woman. Okay? Now,
that is what she said. I'm not talking about laying down with anybody.
No,
she said that she felt that she was let go because, she openly admitted it. She said that if Donald Trump called her into the Oval Office and said, I need you to look at something that my chief of staff doesn't want me to look at, she'd give him the information, she'd set up the meetings, she'd give him the dossiers.
And give him advice and whatever else.
Yeah, even though, you know...
Did you ever see that show called The President, where there's the president was white, but his confidant, mine, and I'm using good words, y'all, now.
Are you talking about Scandal?
Yes, Scandal.
Oh, God.
Okay? Girlfriend could make him climb the wall.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Reverend Jesus.
Yeah, come on, let's be true, but... That's what we got.
Scandal's a good show, but...
Scandal in the White House.
Compare
Scandal was in the White House.
To Olivia Pope.
That's what I'm saying.
Good Lord.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my
Scandal
God.
Scandal was in the White House.
And
them racists say, oh, Lord, we can't have this. We got her in the White House. See? Omarosa should have changed the name to Olivia, and it'd have been all right.
Oh, God. Come on.
But anyway, let's get back to it. I'm going to finish up in a few minutes.
Oh, okay.
But That's exactly what it was. So since they, so you understand, but the president on Scandal never kicked out Olivia. What happened was she really cared about him. We see Adam Rosen didn't give a hoop about Donald Trump. He was just a little old wide head, wide hair white man with some money.
And she admitted it too. Concerned. You understand? I don't want people thinking out there that I'm watching MSNBC or other stations to listen to Omarosa. I'm not. Let's go. They're putting this stuff on C-SPAN. It was on C-SPAN.
I listen to everything.
Why I'm watching this. But I am a fan of Scandal.
Yeah.
I will tell you that. And you know, that's what's funny about this is that she actually said in one of the interviews she did that one of the reasons that she stayed so long was because she felt he was helping the African-American community. And then when asked what specifically, rather than cite off all the jobs numbers that they do and all that, she said, well, he helped me, and I'm African-American.
Yeah, what you talking about? This girl told the truth. She understand that.
Oh, God.
Omarosa told the truth. He helping her, she got her pockets fat. And so that's what she was doing.
But a lot of people think like that.
Get close to Donald Trump, but I don't think she was quite his cup of tea.
Who?
He might have maybe hit it a couple of times, but Nikki Lise.
There we go.
Nikki.
Oh, God.
You remember?
Nikki Haley?
Nikki Lise from Atlanta Housewives. Okay.
All right.
I listened to what Nikki said too. When they were talking about dollars, I got Trump dollars, but she didn't have it like Omarosa. See, Omarosa know what to do.
Oh my God.
To get Trump dollars, and then when they finally got rid of, he was shocked. Oh Lord, they done got rid of my best piece. That was his thought. That's why he called up talking about, what's going on? What's going on? You got it all over with. You'll get no chocolate tonight. Okay? That's what they said to him. So then when she started putting it, girlfriend said, oh, you ain't gonna pay me no more?
Okay.
Let me show you what I can do.
Mm.
Now, y'all look at it. Just think. Think. That is the truth about the whole situation. In the White House, we had Scandal. We got Scandal over in the White House. Okay, I'm gonna get off the subject.
No, you finish the subject because I'm gonna end. I'm gonna make this show just about this, and I'll do it. I'll start another show up. We can do whatever we want.
Okay. Well, but I people that everybody that's jumping on board to want a Diane Omarosa. I don't down her for surviving. What I down her for is the fact that she knows that she was hurting people.
Mm.
Black people, poor people, working class people, to help her to build up herself. And in the end, it's going to come out. The truth will come out. And the fact that, see, seriously, the Creator has a way of all things coming about.
Mm-hmm.
All things. My daddy used to say, what you do in the dark will come to light.
Mm.
And God knows my daddy used to do quite a few junk in the dark. But it come out in light.
Mm.
Wasn't nothing that you can't do in the dark that won't come out in light. And it's coming out. It's showing what really, really, really starting. See, them women got hooked up with Donald Trump even before the Prentice and stuff. Okay? And truthfully, now, nobody told me this, but sitting back thinking and reading, I remember the woman from Atlanta Housewives divorcing a man that cried himself to death, because she did.
Mm.
And I'm talking about Nikki. he loved her and everything when she started hanging around with Donald Trump. And that's what she thought she would be able to do. They always know that it wasn't going to be like Olivia Pope get a marriage proposal, but they figure, well, I get a, you know, quite a few of us thought that back when, well, this is about the best I'm going to get, and I'll get some money. Mm. And I, you know, have influence, and that's what happened. Now, Omarosa, I know, see, people say she shouldn't say stuff because she married, but when you put your life out there, that's the way it is. Omarosa, the same way. I wonder what kind of husband she got that he can allow.
You know, her husband went with her when they were fired.
He said outside.
Yeah.
And she went inside.
Why are they even using that room supposed to be for secure stuff only?
That security is a security room.
And they're bringing her in there for
they
a fine.
They brought her in there for a fine.
She go to the HR department for that.
That's what she said. That's what she said also.
That is idiotic.
So she wanted to know why she was brought into the room. But she was smart enough to bring ammunition.
Situation room.
In the situation room. She was smart enough to bring ammunition with her. And I give her kudos and props for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. She brought in and where they can't lie their way out of it. Because she got them on tape. Now they try to put the girlfriend talking about, oh, we can handle her for confidentiality and blah, blah, blah. You know, but the truth is, Donald is out there.
Yeah. She said some real interesting things, too.
Oh, yes, yes.
Like confidentiality agreements that certain people signed, certain people didn't.
Right.
That was very interesting because that's why Sean Spicer wants to say bad stuff, but he can't.
Because he pay off people.
Offer positions of the campaign. And the campaign positions that she said they were offering were $15,000 a year. I mean, to me, that's pretty sad.
$15,000
a year for your silence?
$15,000 a year. Figure on living on that.
Come on.
And you don't have to do nothing. Because I guess they said, we give you $15,000 a
year. You go do something else,
keep your mouth shut. Go find you another job. But
that's crazy.
We'll pay you $15,000 a year to keep your mouth shut. Well, you should have upped the ante. And Omarosa might have took your own. If you'd have said 50 or 60 or 70 or 80, maybe 100.
Because she knew she considers herself an author and she considers herself a sensationalist. So this story was too good.
Yeah.
I mean, she's going to make millions off of this book.
She could have held the story till he got out of office.
But she's going to make millions off of this book.
Oh, she's going to make her some bread. What is that book? $22, $21? And I'm a poor woman. I'm saving up to buy your book, Omarosa. I want that book. I'm sorry they don't have it in the library.
But look,
I'd go to the library and borrow it and read it.
You'd be on a line in the library. Yeah. A lot of people would be looking for that book. But, you know, while we wrap up this segment, because I'll start a new episode for a new segment there, I want to just say, you know, this is not surprised me at all, because if you are, I see this all the time with capitalists.
Uh-huh.
And I'll say it because it's the truth show. I see it all the time with people that consider themselves black capitalists.
Right, right.
And, you know, and they think because someone is investing in me. I've had people come to me in my business and say, you know, if you invest in me, I'll try to work with you, or I think this is like a righteous thing from God or something like that. And I said, no, that's capitalism right there. I mean, you know, I'll help you out. You know, if I have a job opening, I'll give you a job because it's the right thing to do. I mean, people take this stuff real personally, though, and because they think that if you're helping someone and my family's guilty of it as well. My grandfather told me some real, you know, he came over from Italy, and one of the first people that helped him, and he didn't even speak English, was a Jewish man who gave him a job painting houses. First job he could get because he didn't speak any English. And, you know, he thought of that man until the day he died and had a lot of respect for him. Yeah. And I mean, it's a wonderful thing, don't get me wrong, but just because someone's giving you a job or giving you a look or working with you doesn't mean they're doing right for the whole community. I mean, you gotta that's a really warped way of thinking.
Yeah.
But I've seen so-called progressive radio show hosts.
Yes.
Bring in, I don't know how else to put this, but basically a developer, someone who works for a developer who's black.
Right.
And say, well, obviously this is a diverse development project here in Baltimore City.
Uh-huh.
Because the person I have on the show today is black. I mean, right. That's just, right. What? I mean, you could be tearing down public housing.
Right.
You could be, Omarosa could have been spending the money that Donald Trump was giving her on her house.
Right.
Well, I mean, what's that going to be? A couple builders get a job?
Right. Yeah, right.
And at the end of the day, she locks herself in it and closes, and, you know, there's no money there. Right. There's no community investment.
There's no investment in your community. There's no investment in people. And that's the thing that black people, and I'm black, big, fat, and black. And I keep saying that. The problem is that we don't invest in our community nor our people. We get a little something.
Yep.
We hold it.
Yeah.
And don't spread it abroad. That's what everybody else does.
Every community we get does a job, that. They think that's what capitalism
is
supposed
to be. We will go in a company and get a job.
Right.
We don't try to see if we can get some of the rest of us a job. I got a job. I work for Comco Steel. And all that was what they used to talk about. And then when somebody else get a job, you know, they get a job, they get their people in.
Mm-hmm.
Now people want to beat up on the Hispanics. I said, what are you beating up on the Hispanics for? Sit down, baby. I said, you know, what you want to beat up on them for? Because they looking out for their people. That's what you're supposed to do.
That's what everybody
that came to this country.
It kills me.
That they do that. But we didn't, and now we want to point our fingers and fight. I said, no, we got to get into still taking care of each other. We got to do that. But we don't do that. So, it's just what Omarosa did. It's what a lot of other people, I remember back in the civil rights days, and I'll end with this.
Go ahead.
But back in the civil rights days, you could count the people that had money that was involved in the civil rights movement, especially in Hollywood and other places. They never put... You know, I listen to people talk about Madam C.J. Walker. How much money did she put back in her community?
Mm.
How much money did she put back in her community?
Mm.
You know what? Back, and I'll move up further, in the civil rights movement, you know who... got to Louis Armstrong and told him he had to give up some money.
Who?
Minister Mackle.
Really?
And told him, you know, you make, now white people flock to see you, but you made your money off of your people. You made your money off of your people.
What you gonna do with this stuff?
You made your money off of your people. And so you got to put back, brother.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to some of the others.
Mm-hmm.
But he never had to say that. No matter, and Sammy Davis Jr. hung out with the Jews.
Mm.
But you never had to say that to him.
I didn't know that, huh?
You never had to say that.
Yeah.
He would be in the front of the move, in the front of the line with a check.
Mm.
Okay?
All right.
And he'd bring his Jewish buddies with him.
Yeah.
He'd bring it. See, that's the other thing. Mm-hmm. He'd have it go, come on, man, you got to help me. You know?
Yep.
And so we have to look at that. That's what Omarosa and all the people that's making money now is not doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to send that message out to all them rappers that got all this money and to all these black billionaires that's got... Put something back and don't come into my city buying up property with the developers and talking about you helping.
Right.
Okay.
And try to change the system too. You know, I mean, because capitalism
help us fight to change the system.
Yeah.
Put money into the system to help us.
Right.
To say, listen, I'm putting in X amount of dollars.
Yep.
See, Jesse the best old slick trick Dick Jesse Jackson is the best at that, but he used it for himself.
Oh yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
If you don't give me X amount of dollars, I'll get black people not to buy this Coca-Cola. Or buy this car, this Cadillac. Well, that's what, you know, we got to say as a group.
Right.
And that's what people with money got to say. And say, if you don't invest black back into my community, into my people, then we won't buy another Coca-Cola. We won't go to Bank America.
Mm.
We won't go to M&T. We won't go to none of these big banks. And our money can go elsewhere.
That's interesting.
Because there are plenty of little community banks that people can go and put their money in. There's plenty of credit unions, okay?
Yeah.
So that's what we need to do.
All right, we got to close on that. We got to go.
This is the Truth Show. This is Reverend Mama Annie saying, stay strong. Fight on, brothers and sisters. Fight on and come and join us in the fight. Ian, please give us some information about the show.
Yeah, and this is Ian Schlackman, and you can check us out at schlackman.com or thetruth.show, thetruth.show. Either one goes to the same website. And we hope you enjoy the show. Please subscribe to the show, and we'll have more on very soon. All right, take care.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.